We're going to break bread later, brothers and sisters. Amen. Do you know, today is Tom's 21st birthday. That's amazing. And Judy and Nathan and Max have gone up to take him presents and to celebrate with him up in Wolverhampton. But it calls me to think, you know, in a couple of months' time, we'll be celebrating God's presence present to us in the form of Jesus Christ. And the presents that the wise men brought to him, the gold, the frankincense, and the myrrh. And it just caused me to think, you know, who likes receiving presents? This might be a bit interactive this morning, brothers and sisters. Who likes receiving presents? Well, that's a bit, well, maybe half a dozen. Okay. But what do we know about how the presents we received were given? How were they given to us? Did we have to pay for them? They were given freely, weren't they? They were given freely. And what about the reason why they were given? Any thoughts about the reason why presents were given? Hang on a minute, I'll put another 10p in the slot. We might wake a few people up.
Show you care.
Show you care. For love. Yes. Presents we receive, freely given, out of care, out of love. And, you know, as Christians, who do we believe has freely given us a life-changing present because of his great love for us? If it's not the Lord Jesus and his death for us on Calvary's cross, freely given. He paid the price for us that none other could pay. He went the way of the cross for you and me, for the forgiveness of our sins, because of his great love for us. That he wanted us to come into relationship with him. He wanted us to have a hope and an expected end in him. Now, it always draws us back, doesn't it, to John chapter 3, verse 16. It said, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. For God didn't send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He who believes in him is not condemned, but he who does not believe is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is the condemnation, that the light has come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For everyone practicing evil hates the light and does not come to the light, lest his deeds should be exposed. But he who does the truth comes to the light, that his deeds may be clearly seen, that they may have been done in God. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Do we believe that, brothers and sisters? Anybody here need that present from Jesus this morning? Freely given, in love? Scripture also tells us about the gifts of the Holy Spirit. The disciples were told that they would receive power from on high. And Jesus is the gift of the Holy Spirit available to us today. Do we need a fresh infilling of the Holy Spirit and His power this morning? God knows exactly what we stand in need of this very moment. And He has an anointing of His Holy Spirit available to all who would ask. And all who will ask will freely receive, because it's God's gift. Because it's God's love. Because it's God's grace. That we can know a fresh infilling of the Holy Spirit and of power. We can know it. But do we want it? Have we come to the point where we believe that's our absolute and vital necessity to know the power of Jesus filling our whole beings? We've sung it. Oh, we've sung it. Will you receive a present, a gift from the Lord Jesus this morning? Or will you say, I went to the party, but nobody gave me a present? For there's power in the name of Jesus. And there's power in the name of Jesus for the whosoever. Just think about that for a second. There's power in the name of Jesus for each and every one of us. I thought while I was meditating on this, I quite often go back to the testimony of my mum, because she had a very simple faith. She knew that Jesus loved her. No matter what circumstance or situation came across her path, she knew that Jesus loved her. So many times I try and fix things because I think I ought to be able to. When the Lord Jesus Christ is saying, my grace is sufficient for you. Stop struggling. Stop striving, stop worrying, stop being anxious, because there is power in the name of Jesus for whosoever today. You know, how many times you get an email through that there's a sale on and this is your last opportunity? Unfortunately, we haven't got any control over whether this is our last opportunity or not. God knows. But I do know, Scripture says, today, if you hear my voice, harden not your hearts. Because He's got a gift. He's got a present for us, which is glorious, which is life-changing. It's not a Lego toy that you put together and put on the shelf and then forget it, because it's very difficult once you've put Lego together to take it apart and think you could make something different, because it makes that. But what Jesus is all about is life-changing. I have come that you may have life in all its abundance. The fullness of life in our hearts, in our lives, in our relationships, in our situations, this morning. The Scripture also tells us that the greatest gift of all is love. Freely you've received, freely give. Jesus' love, freely poured out on all of us, freely and undeserved. Tom will be getting presents this morning because he's 21. And the last 10 years of his life have been very different than they could have been. But we just bless the Lord for Tom. We bless the Lord for Tom because he's got hold of something in Jesus. And he's not letting it go. And you know, when young men and women leave our fellowship, we wonder where they'll be and what they'll do. But one thing we know is that Tom is going on with the Lord. And what he's implanted in his heart, he's putting into practice. We just bless the Lord for that. Yeah. It's a time for contemplation, I believe. You know, do we feel in need to know the presence of Jesus' love today? Do we feel the weariness of the way? Do we feel the sadness of the day? Do we feel that we've looked and hoped for things that we don't see? Do we believe that there's no change in our circumstances and situations? And if I was reading Psalms, it would say, Selah. Pause and calmly think about this. Mark knows the sadness. Kim knows the sadness. With the death of their mothers, and we stand with them today. We just ask the Lord Jesus that his love surrounds them today. There's time for laughing, there's time for crying, there's time for coming round, brothers and sisters, and putting your arm round them, and simply putting your arm round them, and praying for them, and loving them. Because as we've freely received something from Jesus, something of his immense love that we can't fathom. Why did Jesus come and show me his love? With his arms outstretched for all of us to know more of the love of Jesus, to know more of the excitement of walking with him, to know more of the fact that we have got someone on whom we can depend, because there's power in the name of Jesus. And Matthew 11, 28 says, come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Is that where you are today? Take my yoke upon you and learn from me. What a privilege. Jesus is saying, I'm coming alongside you and you can learn from me how to stand, how to be strong, how to know my love today. Jesus says, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. Do we feel the burden of the way is so heavy that we can't bear it? Have we reached the point where we call out to Jesus? Our help in the time of trouble. He'll not allow us to be tested more than we're able, but in the time of testing, he'll give us a way of escape. And I've always believed that some of that is in worship and in praise and lifting burdens to the Lord Jesus. Say, Abba Father, you know what this, your child, stands in need of today. You know, I'm talking about presence. I've got a present for you. Who would like a present? Anybody like a present? Arthur'd like a present. Do you believe that I've gone to the time and trouble to get you a present? Do you believe that I love you so much that I've got a present for you? Are you excited that I've got you a present? Okay, let me get you a present. Here's a present. What's it look like? Anybody? What's it look like? Can't see it. Alan, what's it sound like?
Can't hear a thing.
Can't hear a thing. So I've gone to the trouble of getting you this present that you can't see and you can't hear. What do I do? I don't know. What do I do? Because Luke 6:38 says, "Give and it shall be given unto you, good measure, pressed down and shaken together and running over. For with the same measure that you give shall be measured to you again." But that's not the reason for giving. It's love and compassion, isn't it? But here it is. You can't see it. And it doesn't sound like anything. But you know, 1 Corinthians 2:9 says, "Eye has not seen, nor ear heard, nor has it entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for those who love him." Do you believe that? We can't see it. We can't hear it. But we believe it. Couldn't see my present. You couldn't hear my present, but I think you did believe that I'd gone and got you a present.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You know, sometimes this is exactly where we are. There are things we long for that we haven't seen. There's changes and situations and circumstances which we long for, which we don't see. And the weariness of the way is hard and heavy. And it feels like we're pushing peas uphill. But Jesus says, "Eye has not seen, nor ear heard, nor has it entered into the heart of man the things that God will do for those who love him. He is able to do exceedingly more than we can ask or think." Jesus can do superabundantly. Jesus takes the things that are not and makes them into the things that are. You know, brothers and sisters, deep in our hearts we have a hope because Jesus gave us that present on Calvary's cross. We have a hope of everlasting life in him. In this present time, life may be really hard and really difficult, and we pray for brothers and sisters and we look that the mercy and grace of God will be poured out onto them in healing power. There is power in the name of Jesus because he breaks every chain. He breaks every chain. He breaks every chain. "Is anything too hard for me?" Jesus says. Is anything? Sometimes our situations become overwhelming, don't they? They're not what we want them to be. We don't like them. We want to do anything we can to escape from them in our own strength. But Jesus said, "Eye has not seen, nor ear heard, nor has it entered into the heart of man what God has prepared for those who love him." We have a hope and a future and an expected end. You know, because of the very fact that we're here this morning, it proves that God hasn't finished with us yet. There will be a joyous entry into his presence. There will be great rejoicing on that day when we see him face to face. As our sister Sylvie is right now. Oh, and say there's power in the name of Jesus. What will his presence be like? You know, that's a hope we've got. And the hope we've got says that, you know, if we look at each one of us, all of our situations and circumstances are different. That is, the declared circumstances and situations are different because there's a whole load of stuff that we keep to ourselves, don't we? And nobody knows. Nobody knows. God knows. He sees everything. You know, sometimes I believe our lives feel like, you know, the field that the farmer has left fallow. You know, he ploughs it, but he doesn't cultivate it for one or more seasons to allow the field to become more fertile again. Is that your experience? Farmers realise that using soil over and over again depletes its nutrients. Do you feel fallow? Well, that's good. If you do, that's good, because it's a set aside time for your nutrients, for your strength, for your goodness to be restored. And why? So that you may bring forth fruit. We might feel that we're a fallow field, but we don't stay like that, because the farmer has plans and purposes for his field, to bring crops, to bring fruit, to bring life. But he can do superabundantly more than we can ask or think. Now, I've said that Jesus is our present. But Jesus is in our present. Not only our present, but in our present and in our future. Forever and ever and ever. Amen. Let's break bread together. It says in 2 Corinthians, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies, the God of all comfort, who comforts us in our tribulation, that we may be able to comfort those who are in any trouble with the comfort with which ourselves are comforted by God." Do you stand in need of a present from the Lord Jesus Christ today? Do you need to know his comfort in your lives today? Do you need to know his saving power in your life today? Is he speaking to your hearts? Do you need to know a fresh touch from Jesus in your life today? Do you need his healing power released? Yes. There's many who do. There's many who do who don't say they do. But Jesus loves us today with an everlasting love. And we just remember that now for a few minutes. That Jesus loved us so much that he was willing to die for us on the cross of Calvary. To be abused and rejected. and lifted up on Calvary's cross, because it was the only way that our sins could be forgiven. It was the only way that Jesus could come into relationship with ourselves. It was the only way that we could come into the Holy of Holies to worship and adore him like we have this morning, because he made a way for us where there was no way. And Jesus just tells us to comfort each other with the comfort that he's given to us. If you feel to pray with somebody, then pray for them. If you feel to come for prayer, then come. There's no rush this morning. Lord Jesus, love knows no bounds.